The reviews reflect the artist, impressive and unfailingly positive, but distinctly lacking in overheated hyperbole. Assured playing and elegant lyricism, vivid but not overdone, good taste and musical insight. The words the critics choose to write about Murray Pariah's Bach concerto performances say a lot about this musician, an artist whose playing rewards close attention to the subtlest of details. Murray Pariah's Bach is coming up on the Bach Hour. Welcome to the Bach Hour. I'm Brian McCreath at Classical New England, a service of WGBH. Bach's music holds a special place in Murray Pariah's career, and you'll discover why later this hour. And you'll also hear a cantata Bach wrote for this day on the Lutheran church calendar. It's the cantata number 155, Mein Gott, wie lang, ach lange, or My God, how long, ah, how long. And you can find a translation of that piece by visiting us online at classicalnewengland.org. Where you can also hear this and past programs again on demand. Again, that's at classicalnewengland.org. First, here is a piece Bach originally wrote for the lute, but played here on a 10-string guitar. This is Stefan Schmidt with the Lute Suite in G minor.
Thank you.
That's a suite in G minor, originally written by J.S. Bach for the lute, and played here on a 10-string guitar by Stefan Schmidt. Transformation is the thematic heart of most of Bach's cantatas, and the transformation depicted in the cantata number 155 takes inspiration from the particular passage in the Gospel of John that describes a wedding in Cana in which Jesus turns water into wine. In Bach's cantata, the water becomes, in the text by Salomo Franck, tears of desperation. So as the piece opens with a soprano recitative, the soloist, as an individual believer, sings of the measure of tears always fully granted, the wine of joy lacking, and all confidence drained away. Fellow believers, though, reassure her in a duet for alto and tenor, trying to bolster that drained-away confidence with the words, "You must believe, you must hope." Then the bass soloist in the Vox Christi, or Voice of Christ, enters with a recitative that returns to those original images with, "It will only be a little time before, instead of bitter tears, Jesus will grant you the wine of comfort and joy." The soprano responds, transformed now in a joyous dance, singing, "Throw yourself, my heart, into the loving arms of the highest." The final chorale returns the narrative to the community voice, singing, "Do not be afraid, for when he is most with you, he doesn't reveal it." You can find a complete translation of this piece by visiting us online at classicalnewengland.org. This performance of the cantata number 155 features soprano Caroline Stamm, alto Elisabeth von Magnus, tenor Paul Agnew, and bass Klaus Mertens. The Amsterdam Baroque Orchestra and Chorus are conducted by Toon Koopman.
Thank you. Kurze Zeit verlässt. Herz, glaube fest, es wird ein kleines sein, da ihr für bittre Zähren dir Trost und Freudenwein und Honigseim für Wehmut will gewähren. Ach, denke nicht, dass er von Herzen dich betrübe. Ihr prüfet nur durch Leiden deine Liebe. Ihr machet, dass dein Herz bei trüben Stunden weine, damit sein Gnadenlicht dir desto was dich ergötzt, zuletzt zu deinem Trost dir vorbehalten. Drum lass ihn nur, o Herz, in allem walten. Thank you.
J.S. Bach's cantata number 155, Mein Gott, wie lang, ach lange, or My God, how long, ah, how long, a piece that relates the transformation of water into wine, as described in the Gospel of John, to the transformation in a believer's heart. This performance of the cantata 155 featured conductor Toon Koopman and the Amsterdam Baroque Orchestra in chorus, with soprano Caroline Stamm, alto Elisabeth von Magnus, tenor Paul Agnew, and bass Klaus Mertens. Coming up, a pianist who found Bach to be a grounding force during a time of crisis. You're listening to the Bach Hour on Classical New England, a service of WGBH. Welcome back to the Bach Hour. I'm Brian McCreath of Classical New England. Pianist Murray Pariah was born in New York, and very early on, it was clear that he would be a major force in the music world. He spent summers at the Marlborough Festival in Vermont, learning from the likes of Rudolf Serkin and Pablo Casals. In 1992, though, Pariah's career was threatened by a bone abnormality in his hand, requiring several surgeries. In the midst of recuperating, he returned to Bach's music, reconnecting with it in a new, more deeply meaningful way. When he was able to perform again, one of his first projects was a recording of the Goldberg Variations. And here is another of his Bach performances. This is Murray Pariah with the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields in Bach's Concerto in D Major. Thank you. Murray Pariah has said that he considers himself a pianist, first and foremost, but that when he's practicing Bach's music, he'll sometimes use a harpsichord, just to know what artistic choices might have been available on the instrument Bach used. Then he goes back to the modern piano with a clearer sense of what he wants to hear on his own instrument. This performance of the Concerto in D Major featured Pariah as both soloist and conductor with the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields. Thank you for joining me today, and thanks also to audio engineer Antonio Oliart-Ross. I'm Brian McCreath, and I'll hope to have your company again next week on the Bach Hour.